Questions?
How do you pronounce your name?
Asamoah.
We got the tough one out of the way first.
Yeah.
Being in Illinois, there was some talk about maybe your junior year was a little more productive than your senior year. Were you going through any injuries at the time? What took place your senior year that might have been different from your junior year?
My senior year, I thought I played pretty well. I just feel like every year in college, you know, I progressed as a player. Our team, we had a little more difficulty this year as a team, but it was just a really tough year for us. You know, we had lost some coaches, and just need to bring everything together. But you know, I'm so happy, you know, in my career at Illinois.
Who called you?
I got a coach from Ty Rooney. I was so excited when my phone finally rang. You know, my heart dropped. I was so excited.
What did he say to you?
I'm excited to be a Chief, and yeah, I almost scrambled for words to say, you know, just to try and express, you know, how excited I was.
They signed a couple of guys to the offensive line in the off season. Do you expect to come in and compete right away, maybe for a starting spot? Did they discuss that at all?
I haven't discussed, you know, coming in to going for a starting spot. I just, you know, I'm the type of guy that go into a situation, you know, just work hard and see what happens. You know, that's what I did when I got here to Illinois, and, you know, that's kind of my MO, that's kind of how I was raised.
What do you think are your strongest points?
I just love, you know, being aggressive, you know, getting on people, you know, and you'll see me take a shot, you know, every chance I can. You know, I hate to lose, you know, I'm so competitive, so if somebody gets me on a play, you know, it just lights the fire even more.
When did you develop that mean streak on the offensive line?
You know, at my time, you know, through Illinois, I had a great coach, Ed Wolfer, my sophomore and junior year, who kind of, you know, taught me, you know, the kind of attitude it takes to be successful, and something, you know, I played even since he left and went on to other positions.
Some offensive linemen will finish the block just by the running back getting by him and the play will be over. You seem to take any opportunity that you could get to put the guy on his back.
Exactly. That's, you know, the greatest joy. You know, offensive linemen, we don't have any stats. You know, all we have is our pride. And, you know, we go out there, you know, we stay on people. Even if you don't put them on the ground, we just ride them to the end of the play and win. You know, that's the type of thing I love to do.
Anybody else?
How often did that get you in trouble? Any penalties?
You know, not really. I had a couple of holding penalties, you know, in my time, but, you know, I never, you know, any unnecessary roughness or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think if called upon, you think with your size, 6'4", 300-plus, that you might be able to slide out and play a tackle, maybe be a swing guy that could play both guard or tackle for this team?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do, you know, whatever Coach Hayden and staff, you know, want me to do, you know. If they ask me to play any position, I go out there and give it my best effort.
Do you consider yourself a better run blocker, a pass blocker, or at all, are you different in either one of them?
I love the run block. It's kind of my MO here at Illinois, and, you know, we had Rashard Mendenhall. I love to come off the ball. You know, I've learned to love the pass, too. I love to get on people and just, you know, get my hands on them and control them. So, you know, it's be an offensive lineman.
Do you know much about Kansas City or the Chiefs organization?
Okay. I just know it's a great organization. I know, you know, watching over the years, I just seen, you know, it's so, you know, passionate in Kansas City. So, you know, I've caught some games. You don't get as many out here in Chicago, but I just know it's a great place to be.
Okay. Thank you, John. We're going to send you upstairs and get all your arrangements set up.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Thank you.
All right.